This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8.05 and it is Friday morning. And right now, is this the last chance?
It sure is, Sarah.
Are you sure about this? So we're not going to do any more of these passes next week?
Don't question the fast facts.
It's not a fast fact. It's a contest we've been doing all week. I just want to know if this is people's last chance to win these. Anyway, this is one of your last chances. There's not that many chances. So we'll take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll get two passes into the exclusive Alice Lounge with Leon Bridges. I don't even think I'm allowed to say where this is, am I?
You're not.
You
hey,
are
Uzi,
not.
Is today the last day for these passes?
Are we talking Leon Bridges? Yes. Today is the last
so
day.
So this is it. This is one of your very last chances. Yeah. I assume Alexa and Jane have these coming up in their shows.
You know what? I forgot if they do or if they don't. Is they up here?
This could be it forever, everyone.
They might.
I think they do because there's a daily grand prize of a meet and greet.
Right.
So not only are you going to get this up close and personal
right. so
show.
They probably do.
So I'm sure that, right, a few people have to qualify for that. So it's true. If you want them now, you could win today's daily grand prize. It's a meet and greet with Leon.
Nice.
Get a little contact.
Nice.
All right.
It is nice. So caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Let's do this thing, Hooman. Hooman's not even picking up the phones yet. He's ready. Let's go. Woo!
Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Diggadoo, boom, gado, bado, boom.
This is how we do it. Ba-do, la, 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 la. To Cali.
I'm going back to Cali.
I don't think so. I just love this song.
How about today?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. You know, I'm done with this one. This one takes me down a little bit.
I know.
Shape of my mom. I love
Thank
it.
You.
I love
it. Keep the energy up. Make it rain on them hoes.
I make it rain on them hoes.
I make it rain on them hoes.
Oh,
somewhere
here we
that's
go.
A good time looking for me.
Don't worry, drinks, I'm coming.
Woo!
Nobody can say no.
Oh,
when
Lord.
Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
Really?
Jesus. What do you mean, really? Yes,
Nobody
really.
Can say no.
Ebola. Ebola Ita. No eating something dangerous.
Oh,
God, like awesome.
That better not be the last one.
I'm also awesome. Also. I'm also awesome. Yeah, no.
Pasito.
Y'all ready?
Despacito.
All right.
Oh, go ahead. Give us.
What's going on with you today?
Bomb, bomb. Bomb, bomb.
Quiero, quiero, quiero.
Pasito, pasito.
There we go.
Oh.
Yeah.
What song is this?
Marcus's.
Oh, this is that
what song is
new
this?
Prince song.
Yeah. Let me turn this up, man.
Oh, Brittany, careful.
That's what's up.
Woo! No.
Who picked this?
No can do. I can't go for that. No.
No.
No can do.
I can't go for that. No.
No.
Oh, I don't can do.
I can't.
You're missing play a ball.
When I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do.
I'm living down in L.A. I drive a sports car just to prove. Yeah, I'm a real big baller because I made $1 million and I spent it on girls and shoes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Baller, baller. Is it cool if she calls you?
Get. Moolah, moolah. Coming to you.
Why wasn't this a hit? Why?
It is.
Do ya, gonna do ya.
Oh. Thursday and Wednesday too. Oh, Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday.
Carlton's
happy day.
Happy
love.
Day.
My wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Woo!
Yeah. Now, now, now. Now. Oh, I lost my headphones.
Uh-oh.
Say the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. A child, way you shake that thing, gonna make you burn, gonna make you sting.
Hit it.
Oh.
Boo. Oh, boo, boo.
Oh, happy
day. What about, oh, happy day.
What about California love?
Oh, man.
California love. California.
How about, oh, happy day?
Knows how to party.
California knows how to party in the city. Get out the way, get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Move, bitch, get out the way,
get out the way, bitch, get
hey,
out the way.
Turn down for what?
Uh-oh.
Twice.
Lights out.
Sorry.
Turn down for what?
I'd like to congratulate Casey and Pacifica. She won.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, wow.
That was amazing, human.
I'm exhausted, by the way.
Did you actually get the... During
it's weird
the,
that you're questioning me. I don't question
it's amazing.
You.
It's amazing. It's like 10 seconds after the thing was over, you had the winner.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It was incredible.
You are incredible, Human. Every day I'm
incredible.
Astounded by you. I am so grateful.
Feel free to never question again and just accept.
Well, I can't do that.
You can't?
I'm super grateful for all you guys. And Marcus, I'm super grateful that you filled in for Vinny. I'm grateful that his baby's here and everything's good.
Yeah.
Even the hip thing that was... potentially a problem. Looks like it's going to be okay. It's good. I'm listening.
Mm.
That is a program that our parent company, Entercom, is doing. And it's a whole year of sort of an initiative to get people to talk more openly about mental health. Yeah. And it's also part of the National Suicide Prevention Week. As this is about to kick off on September 9th at 7 a.m., we're actually going to air. It's a... I don't know how long it is, a couple of hours.
2 hours, I believe.
2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of stars are going to be talking about suicide and how it's affected them. And there's going to be some live call-in, like advice if someone has a problem, they want to talk about it. It's called I'm Listening, and it's going to be airing across the country, 7 a.m. on Sunday, September 9th. What are you laughing about? Isn't nothing funny?
No,
yeah,
no.
Who's laughing?
No, somebody sent a message.
Timing.
It was just
what
ridiculous.
Happened? What's she so laughing stupid. About?
Holy moly, Marcus, I'm so sexy
can't
this morning.
Read that end part.
Yeah, that don't
oh,
read.
Oh, boy.
Don't read that.
Somebody's hot for Marcus.
Don't read that.
Somebody's got something going on down there.
Oh.
They're hot for Marcus.
I'm hot for Marcus.
Jesus.
But the lady would.
That's a good way to put it.
I guess so.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It always matters, Marcus.
Okay.
Marcus Osborne is sitting in for Vinny Crackhorn, who's been out all week. Edie Rose, his little girl, got here.
Hi, Edie
Boy,
Rose.
It's been almost 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's a young lady now. So he'll be back on Tuesday after the long holiday weekend, mm-hmm. which hopefully everyone's excited for.
Yep.
I'm super excited about when I have a cookout. Hold on, I'll play some badminton. It's going to be fun. Oh, I squirt someone with a hose. I make it rain with the hose. I make it rain.
with the
you
hose.
Are
make
funny.
It rain.
Actually,
on
I stole that from Gretchen. That was her kids thought that's what the song said.
Oh,
makes,
really?
He makes it rain with the hose.
Yes, darling, that is what it
that
means.
Is exactly what it means, you. Young man. All right, so now let's turn things over to Marcus.
The Radio Alice Report.
All right, this last report, I'm going to try to keep it as light as possible.
Oh, yeah,
just
yeah.
Just to send
it's
us
Friday,
out
man.
Fun.
Yeah. Good time.
All right. Everyone loves their kids, and any parent will tell you that they're worth the hassle, but they are huge time wasters.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those obvious stories they did the research on. I'm going to share this with you. Okay. A new survey polled 2,000 people, including parents and non-parents, and it found that having just one child makes your morning routine take twice as long.
Oh, yeah. No, you're having to do all the stuff for you
and
all the stuff for them.
Obviously. The average person with no kids said they can get ready for work and be out the door in 22 minutes if they're in a rush.
Mm.
But for people with one child, it was 45 minutes. And the more kids you have, the longer it takes. But it's not a huge jump. For example, people with one kid said it takes 18 minutes to have breakfast compared to 24 minutes for people with three kids.
Oh.
Here are the top five everyday things that take longer when you have a child.
All right.
Packing for a trip, 36 minutes longer. Cleaning the house,
that's all.
35 minutes longer. Shopping for clothes, 33 minutes longer.
That, those things seem really low. It takes so much longer to clean a house when kids live in it. It's hard. You're having to pick Rice Krispies off the wall.
It just seems like, again,
by that I mean boogers.
This is one of those. This is one of those surveys where I'm like, we didn't really need to do this. Anybody with kids knows it's going to take. I mean, you don't really need to have them to know this is going
to
take longer.
The way to solve this problem is to leave before your kids get up.
Yeah.
I have never had to deal with my kids' routine in the morning. It's been great. John has. Had to deal with all that crap.
Yeah,
I'm out of the house at 4 a.m. I'm like, kids, what kids? I don't even have kids. And then at night, he had to put them to bed too because I was going to bed. He wanted them. He got them. There you go.
You guys are awful.
I know.
Let's do some random facts, shall we?
Fast facts. I love those. Fast, fast, fact, 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 fast, fact, fast, fact.
Guys, there's a very unique Guinness record for the loudest penis.
The loudest?
The loudest.
There is no record for that.
Yes,
is this fake
is.
News?
This is not.
He's making up stuff again.
Yeah.
He's actually been really good about it today.
He's got jokes.
Penises don't make noise.
Apparently they do. And the record holder.
Oh.
And the record holder is a tiny water insect in Europe called
Micronecta
schlotzi.
Micronecta schlotzi.
Yeah.
A Micronecta schlotzi with a very loud wee wee.
When they hit
me,
their.
Hit me, mushroom slap me. Micronecta schlotzi.
This is really weird.
What's weird? What's the noise it makes? Is that because it mushroom slaps?
When they hit their 2 millimeter junk against their abdomen to attract females, as most men do, the sound is. 99.2 decibels.
Oh, how
much? Which is the
that?
Equivalent of an entire orchestra. That's it?
Who's making the sound? Is that also the Micronecta schlotzi?
Well, that's the sound they're making because they are sticking the landing at the same time there.
Yeah, they're doing that.
And that's his penis going.
I got a drum roll.
Drum roll, please. That's hot.
All the land in America is worth a total of approximately $23 million.
What?
Yeah. All the land in America is worth a total of approximately $23 million.
What are they talking about?
Yeah.
All the land in America.
No, that's BS. We know that that's not true.
Listen, I'm reading the fast facts right here.
One 4,000 square foot lot in Pacific Heights is worth $23 million. Maybe they mean $23 zillion. Did they misplace the Z?
Well, you know, anything is possible. I could be misreading this T, and it could be a Z, but I think my vision is fairly strong.
You said million.
Trillion.
Oh, trillion.
Trillion. Oh, no, trillion. He did say
million. You said million twice.
Well, I did say million?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn you.
23 trillion is
Let's rewind this, guys. So all the land in America is worth approximately $23 trillion.
Okay. That makes more sense.
I think you can't put a price on it.
Well,
oh,
somebody
beautiful,
did.
For the green. Spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesty above the fruited plains.
America, America, God shine his grace on thee, and crown the good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Much better song than the actual anthem. I'm just saying, it is.
God shed his grace on thee.
Yes.
I said shine his light, and you said shine his grace.
No, I said shed his grace.
Oh, you did?
It doesn't matter.
Well, no, that you had it right.
Marcus said
millions.
Shine
his light. Marcus Mark said millions. Yeah. I said shine his light.
Don't mess up the God part. Everything else is okay.
Stop questioning the fast
facts. No wonder I screwed up the God line.
Oh,
I thought you did that on purpose.
I didn't do it on purpose.
The Green Bay Packers were named after the Indian Packing Company, which gave them $500 for uniforms and equipment when the franchise started in 1919.
The Packers. I always wonder where they got it from. The Packers. I thought something else.
College football starts this weekend.
No, you know, like mom packed you up for the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
They like a fish and Packers.
If you took all the pepperoni that Americans eat in a year and laid each piece side by side, it would wrap around the earth 50 times.
Damn.
Really? That's a lot of pepperoni.
That is.
I love pepperoni, but it makes it so greasy.
I love pepperoni.
I just want plain pizza.
Oh, that's gross.
I like plain cheese pizza. Like salt that sucker up.
No, Sarah. That's so wrong. That's as bad as having pineapple on your pizza.
Oh, my God. Shut up. You shut up.
If you hate family gatherings, you might suffer from syngenesophobia.
What does it mean?
It is the fear of relatives.
Sometimes people should be afraid of their relatives.
I concur.
Yeah. There's some pretty awful people out there, and if you're unlucky enough to be related to them, bad on you.
We're all related to them.
There's a show on Investigation Discovery.
Mm-hmm. The ID channel.
Yes, it's an amazing channel. I could watch it all day, every day.
You do watch it all day, every day.
I was watching it all the time. I hit a wall with it.
I'll still
turn it on.
You know why? There's always new shows.
Yeah.
They're always
pretty
new
creative
shows.
With the titles of their shows.
Oh, so good.
Like what?
I can't think of anything now. With Knives.
Yeah.
Twisted Sisters.
They find enough Twisted Sisters to make a whole show about it?
Yes.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Enough wives stab their...
Evil Twins.
Yep. Yep. Oh, Evil Twins.
Deadly Sins.
Yeah.
Oh.
All of it. There's one that I
still love Kenna, though. Detective.
Everybody likes Joe Kenda. I mean,
you don't like him, huh?
No, it's not that I don't, but he's like a big celebrity for that station. Yeah. Like, it's
Joe
crazy.
Kenda?
Yeah, he's a detective.
Yeah, he's like a detective and retired detective in Colorado.
My.
Yes, first.
He says my.
Oh, yeah. My.
Yeah, yeah.
What do we have here?
Yeah, in every case.
You know what's
kind of bothersome about all those shows, the reenactment shows?
Mm-hmm. What?
They always, inevitably, there's always someone on there, they go, and this person was so beautiful, so gorgeous. And then they show the actual person, not that beautiful, not that gorgeous.
The actors are always better looking.
The actor is always better looking.
Well, they're actors.
Right, no doubt.
Yeah, but when they describe the person, this person was so beautiful,
sometimes people aren't all that photogenic.
Their smile lit up the room.
Oh, you're like,
well, of course people are saying that about dead people. Oof. You know, you got to say nice things about
the guy that plays Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's so hot.
That tall dude.
Yes. You're telling me Joe Kenda doesn't play himself?
No.
No, it's because there's a younger version of guy who plays it.
Oh, so in the reenactments he plays him? Oh.
And fast fact for that guy,
he was
a sheriff. He worked for law enforcement in real life.
Is that right?
Yeah, he worked in law enforcement in real life, and he got this gig. Wow. Playing the young Joe Kennedy. He's never acted before. Nothing.
You guys, this is fascinating.
It is, isn't it?
My God.
But what made you think of the ID channel originally? Did you have a story or something?
What the hell was I talking about?
Is it Carl Marino?
That's what it was.
Is that
he's a good looking dude.
Isn't he?
He's the guy who plays Joe Kennedy.
Yeah, that's him. That's him.
Oh, all right.
That's the dude.
Hottie.
Hit that.
We're horny. It's Friday.
Clearly.
We're going to hit stuff.
We all need
to... Where's that bug? Bring me the micro schlock to schlingle phallus.
It's landing sticking weekend, everybody.
Microlectoschlagner.
There's another great show on there. It's called American Monster. And it is essential. It's basically about the people. Oh, this came up because somebody mentioned like having relatives who were
bad people.
Yeah. So the show is about the people who
you
are relatives.
You mentioned it was your fast fact. If you're scared of your relatives and you have this certain phobia. Yeah. All right.
Boy, we go on tangents.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't noticed.
Want to play a game?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a game. Let's come back,
Brent.
It's time to play a game.
It's time to play a game.
It's time to play a game. March is on 41 is the title of this game.
It's time to play a game.
It's time to play a game.
Forget it. Brent ran to the bathroom, I guess.
It's time to play a game.
It's time to play yes or BS.
Okay, yes or BS. I'm ready.
Michael Jackson edition.
Okay. Oh. Why? Why Michael Jackson?
One. Thriller.
Didn't he just have a birthday the other day?
He did. Turned 60. Mm. Thriller is the best-selling album of all time.
That's not right. We just heard
yes
that.
Yes or BS?
It's BS.
Yes.
You are correct. It did hold that record until last week when the Eagles' Greatest Hits album officially snapped the record.
Which we got to put a little asterisk by because that's a Greatest Hits, man.
Yeah.
It's not fair to really.
It's
a compilation. They're backloading it.
Yeah. Two, he supposedly wanted to buy Marvel Comics and play Spider-Man in a movie.
I believe that. That sounds totally like
it's
something
weird.
He wanted to do.
Yeah,
would get him. He could grab children up in webs. I mean, come on, let's face it.
Sarah, too soon.
It's never too soon. That dude's
never,
a pedophile.
Never.
He wanted to have an island filled up with children. Or so I heard in the news.
That was real news.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
A small island called pedophilia. The answer is yes. Stan Lee talked about it in a 2009 interview. He says Michael never explicitly said he wanted to play Spider-Man, but he wanted to buy the rights. And from what Michael told him, he's pretty sure that's why.
He would be a good Spider-Man.
Not really, though.
Spider-Man.
Really.
Spider-Man.
Does whatever Spider-Man can.
Yes or BS. Michael Jackson never admitted he had any plastic surgery. Yes or BS?
No, he did say that he had to get his nose. He said, I had to do something. Yeah. He wouldn't admit to most of it, but he said he had it. Yeah, right. I'm going to say that's BS.
You are correct, Sarah.
All right. I think we're 3-for-3, you guys.
Yeah, in 2002, he admitted he had 2 nose jobs, and he claimed it was to help him breathe better. He denied having any other surgeries, though. Michael, stop your lying,
Michael,
buddy.
Stop it. Your chin looks very suspicious.
It all looks suspicious.
That whole grill looks suspicious.
Your cheekbones.
That's all.
Dude, his face.
Your teeth.
His
face.
This
is all weird.
This is all me.
Michael Jackson's face looked like somebody came in and just flipped it.
I know.
He flipped his face.
When did I become an old white woman?
Michael Jackson's flipped my face.
It's like one of those house shows.
Exactly. Yes or BS? His family secretly planned to sneak him out of the country and fly him to Bahrain to keep him out of prison.
Yes.
Wait.
Sarah's correct.
Really? Oh.
Well, he was friends with all the Arabs.
The Bahrain.
In 2009, Michael's brother Jermaine said the family had a private jet standing by during his child molestation trial in 2005 because they didn't want him to go to jail for something he didn't do, but he was found not guilty and never knew about the plan. Mm. And by the way, that's the case that people often cite as proving that Michael Jackson was not a pedophile. They conveniently forget about the 1993 case where he settled out of court for $23 million. And if anybody ever wants to know or about that case, go back and read the actual transcript from that little boy's deposition. It is mind-blowing. He describes everything about Michael Jackson's body.
Mm-hmm.
He describes Michael Jackson kissing him, forcing it. It's incredible.
He's a child molester.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He was before he died. He hasn't molested any children since he died.
Yeah. But Thriller. He won a Grammy for narrating an audiobook version of the movie E.T.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I got them all right.
It won them the...
Your $5, Marcus.
It won him the Best Recording for Children Grammy in 1983. It was one of 8 Grammys he won that year, which is still a record.
Phone home.
The other 7 were for Thriller.
Yeah.
Because this is Thriller.
Shamo.
Thriller.
tomorrow night, and nothing's gonna save us from the
dream. We got a break.
Oh, well,
where's Bryn?
See, even Marcus is getting sick of the singing.
No, I love the singing. I just don't want to get anybody in trouble.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.